The church defined, a witnessing community. Matthew chapter 28 verses 19 and 20. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. The early church took the great commission of the Lord Jesus, as mentioned in Matthew chapter 28 verses 19 and 20, most seriously. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 records Jesus' instruction to them, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." On the day they received the anointing of the Holy Spirit, when Peter stood up to preach, 3,000 people were added to the church. Acts chapter 2 and verse 41. After the day of Pentecost, the disciples were such a mighty witness that the gospel spread like wildfire. To the apostles and disciples of Jesus, witnessing was their lifestyle. The Acts of the Apostles records this in great detail. They made the best use of every opportunity and witnessed in the temple, before the Sanhedrin, in the synagogue, to individuals, from house to house, in prisons, in cities, before kings and before those in authority. They started off in Jerusalem but went on to preach the word of God to the very ends of the earth, just as Jesus had commanded them. As members of the body of Christ, we have often confined our witness to formal settings where we are safe and comfortable. Every believer has the responsibility to share the good news of Jesus Christ to whoever we can, wherever and whenever possible. We read in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15, "But in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect." The reason many people have not yet come into the kingdom of God is clearly explained by Paul in Romans chapter 10 verses 14 and 15. "But how can people call on him if they have not believed in him? How can they believe in him if they have not heard his message? How can they hear if no one tells the good news? How can people tell the good news if no one sends them? As scripture says, how beautiful are the feet of the messengers who announce the good news." This is applicable for every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our witness as believers must begin at home, where we exemplify the love and character of Jesus Christ in our families. This must extend to our neighbors, our friends, people at our place of study, workplace, and to everyone who interacts with us on a daily basis. We are reminded from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20 that we are ambassadors for Christ, and if we take this calling seriously, we will see multitudes entering the kingdom of God like never before. Many of us shy away from letting people know that we belong to Jesus and have compromised our values to blend in with those of the world. For too long we have kept the good news to ourselves, and here's what Paul said in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Jesus cautioned us in Luke chapter 9 and verse 26, "For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels." In these last days, let each one of us do all we can to share the gospel with those around us, keeping in mind Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 14. "And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come."